Good to hear you. How are you?
Good to hear you. I'm sorry we don't see you more often, but this is excellent, too.
It's good to be with you, Glenn. I appreciate the invitation.
Always, yes. Well, you know, this is a, you know, it's an Easter blessing to talk to you, and, you know, we have a lot of our listeners who always want to hear from you, and we're happy that you could just take a couple of minutes. We appreciate it. I was visiting with some local parishes in Bergen County, New Jersey. They were explaining to me how, you know, they're seeing people return to Mass, which is very uplifting.
Actually, our guys, now all this is anecdotal because there's no scientific surveys going on, but as I check in with the guys, as I try to do all the time, they're telling me that they've seen a real uptick since Ash Wednesday. A lot of people coming, and Palm Sunday was a biggie. We here at St. Patrick's, we still keep the 50% capacity, but here that's 1,000 people, and we had to turn people away on Palm Sunday. So that was, I mean, it's sad you have to turn people away, but boy, they're coming back. So we're adding chairs for Easter, so that we can accommodate even more. So I think they're starting to come back. That's very good news.
And I think I see, you know, from the masses I've seen, I've seen a lot of families. Maybe, I mean, I think there's always the case, but I think, you know, this is a good teaching time. I was just mentioning to Joe, you know, my daughter's having her confirmation. It's a teaching time now to, you know, for young people to be with their parents and be at church, and especially what we've gone through. Would you agree?
It's funny you mentioned that, Glenn. I had thought that, too. I've been getting throughout. When we opened up in June, I started going to a parish every Saturday night, unannounced, because I don't want them to have to go through all this preparation. So, and I would always, I mean, I call the pastor, we call the pastor 48 hours ahead of time to say I'm coming. And I noticed more younger families. Now, maybe I thought to myself, maybe that's just because the older people are understandably cautious, so there's not as many older people there, so the young ones stand out. But no, I noticed that too. A lot of parents with their kids. Now, I teased a couple of them, or they teased me back and said, "Well, we'll do anything to get out of the house."
Yeah.
during the lockdown. So church is refreshing for us, but that's good to see. Yeah.
You know, and we always ask you this every year, and maybe the message has changed a little bit as we head into the, you know, this is Holy Week and Holy Thursday. Just, you know, what would your word be to New Yorkers in terms of, you know, where it's been a year like no other, probably, as we head into, you know, Good Friday and Easter here? Just some of your thoughts right now.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is Easter's message this year is particularly potent and especially needed. We always, what's just most telling of the Easter mystery is the distinction between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. So Good Friday, literally, the earth was in darkness. The earth trembled with sadness with an earthquake. The Savior of the world was brutally killed. It looked as if evil and darkness and Satan and sin had won. And then, of course, Easter Sunday is the complete opposite. You've got the triumph of life and light and goodness and the victory of God over Satan. And that's what we've been through this last year. It has seemed a lot of times as one long Good Friday. But now people are beginning to lift their heads up. They're smiling a little. The sun's coming out. Spring is here. Passover, we just celebrated. And Easter is here. And we need it because it shows us the ancient lesson that is very much at the heart of the Bible is that God can bring good out of evil. God can bring life out of death as he did for his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross. And he does that for us as well. We see that, Glenn, paralleled in our own life. In our own life, we go through a lot of Good Fridays. We go through a lot of Easter Sundays. But the good news is that Easter Sunday is going to have the last word. And I just think we need to hear that this year.
I met a young man, about 18 yesterday, who told me that for this weekend, he feels the need to go out and volunteer to do something. I think he mentioned a food line in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Maybe a good time. You know, I know you do a lot of that, obviously, and I saw you yesterday doing that again, just to maybe reach out more than ever to somebody else right now?
Yeah. And you know what I hear a lot of people saying, Glenn, is they've been the recipient of a lot of outreach and help from people, whether it be healthcare workers, physicians, you name it, our first responders and all. We've seen what the generosity and the selfless service of others can do, and now we want to do it. I just on Holy Thursday morning was at our Catholic Charities, a new affordable housing site up in the Bronx, and we gave out. It was what we call up a pop-up pantry. And we gave out a lot of food for Easter. And there were more volunteers there than usual. I said to Monsignor Sullivan, what's going on? Where'd all these people come from? He says, we've just been flooded with calls of people to say, I want to get out. I want to do something. Give me something to do. So is that ever a good sign? When we're not made to be by ourselves all the time. We're not made to be totally introspective. We're not made just only to take care of ourselves. And maybe that's what we've had to do this last year. So people are rediscovering that it is in giving that we receive. And it is, we're sort of tired to navel gazing. Let's get out and be with people and help them. So thanks be to God. That's a religious biblical message. We need it.
And the last I was going to ask you, and it's not political, it's with the vaccine. You know, we are seeing people vaccinated at an extraordinary rate here. That seems to have brought some hope here as we head into, you know, we're in the calendar of April now, and in this Holy Week, and it seems like a lot of people I speak to do feel some hope coming here. So,
yes, they do feel that the end is in sight. They feel that things are safer now. The vaccines have helped immensely, and I think people are feeling legitimately grateful that everybody rallied around and obeyed the precautions, and darn it, it worked. And we're seeing the end here, and let's celebrate. And that's what Easter is. It's the celebration of life. And the Alleluia that we're going to sing this Easter Sunday morning is going to be particularly heartfelt, I think.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate
it. Thank you, Glenn. A blessed Easter.
Thanks.
Okay?
I really appreciate your time always. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.